Second Chronicles, chapter 31. Now when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out to the cities of Yehuda, and broke the images in pieces, and cut down the groves, and threw down the high places and the altars out of all Yehuda and Benjamin, in Ephraim also and Manasseh, till they had utterly destroyed them all. And then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession, to their own cities. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister, and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of Yahweh. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, for the morning and the evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and for the new moons, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law of Yahweh. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of Yahweh. And as soon as the commandment came out, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn and wine and oil and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things did they bring in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Yehuda that dwelt in the cities of Yehuda, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things which were consecrated to Yahweh their Elohim, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to pile up the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed Yahweh and his people Israel. And then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of Yahweh, we've had enough to eat and have left plenty. For Yahweh has blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. And then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of Yahweh, and they prepared them, and brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated things faithfully, over which Cononiah the Levite was ruler, and Shimei his brother was the next, and Yehiel, and Azaziah, and Nahath, and Asahel, and Yeremoth, and Jozabad, and Eliel, and Ishmachiah, and Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Cononiah and Shimei his brother, at the commandment of Hezekiah the king, and Azariah the ruler of the house of Yahweh. And Kor, the son of Imnah the Levite, the porter toward the east, was over the freewill offerings of Yahweh, to distribute the oblations of Yahweh and the most holy things. Eden, Miniamin, Yeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah were faithfully assisting him in the cities of the priests in their set office, to give to their brethren by courses, as well as to the great as to the small. Beside their genealogy of males from 3 years old and upward, even to every one that entered into the house of Yahweh, his daily portion for their service in their charges according to their courses, both to the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers, and the Levites from 20 years old and upward, in their charges by their courses, and to the genealogy of all their little ones, their wives and their sons and their daughters, throughout all the congregation, for in their set office they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were in the fields of the suburbs of their cities, in every separate city, the men that were expressed by name to give portions to all the males among the priests, and to all that were reckoned by genealogy among the Levites. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Yehuda, and wrought that which was good and right and truthful before Yahweh his Elohim. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of Yahweh, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his Elohim, he did it with all his heart, and prospered. End of chapter 31.